Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here at Microsoft BizSpark Incubation Week with InterTouch Media Technology. I'm joined by James and Dave. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. So, Dave, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about the solution that you guys provide.
Sure. Well, we've done a couple of things that are really cool with the Windows 7 multi-touch capability specifically. We've built a platform for third parties to be able to generate their own multi-touch rich applications, specifically for media walls or information kiosks, interactive signage, and that sort of thing.
Great. And who would use that?
There's a ton of customers, specifically out-of-home advertisers. Like, you walk through the airport and you see static advertising. We're really looking to revolutionize the walls of airports for certain. Also, event marketers, folks that travel around the country promoting a specific product. We have a lot of customers that do that sort of thing.
So would a end consumer actually interact with the ad?
That's exactly right. So what we want to take is a brand's entire suite of multimedia collateral, whether it's, again, imagery, text, or video, and put it into a media wall that encourages the consumer to really interact with it. Also, choose your own adventure style advertising. So if you're really interested in a certain car company, you may want to go through and build your own car company. You've got a little bit of dwell time in an airport or something like that. Navigate through and trick out your new convertible the way that you want it, and then you can enter in your email address to get a quote or get a microsite developed specifically for you to come back to that thing when you get home.
Great. So I can understand how a consumer would be interested in one to engage and interact with those consoles. I can see how advertisers would want to have a more effective way to communicate their message, especially considering all the static. And then I guess the third group that you're targeting here is the design firms that is part of agencies.
Correct.
That are responsible for maximizing
advertising. That's a real key component. A lot of folks from the design community don't have really any experience with WPF, and it may be if you think of the spectrum with designer and developer on each side of the spectrum, we're definitely on that developer side of the spectrum, and what we want to be able to do is extend the capability of the developer closer to the designer. So the designer is really there to think of course, a look and feel for the whole thing, but generally a total UX or user experience, so he can storyboard and rearrange all these different WPF components that we've made in a way that really illustrates the brand's experience the way you think is best.
Right. We've really tried to leverage designers' tools so they could go into Blend and use our components, whatever's most natural for them, using XAML, lots of vector art animations, things like that.
Okay. So, James, tell us more about what the product is actually built on.
Yeah, sure. We're a completely WPF suite. Currently, the product is built on .NET 3.5 Service Pack 1. We're looking forward to moving to .NET 4.0, possibly in the Beta 2 phase. We're hoping around PDC. And something interesting to know about that is that the way you interact with touch has changed a lot from .NET 3.5 to 4.0. So with our 3.5 components, we've done a lot of work to integrate with a touch pack for Windows 7 that's provided by Microsoft. So we've done a lot of work with the manipulation processor, inertia processor, handling stylus events, things like that. And we're really looking forward to .NET 4.0 having a much richer integration all the way down the stack to UI element and to really tie our components together with the framework.
Is the inertia processor, is that related to the sensor frame? Like, the frame in which you're interacting wouldn't actually change.
Yeah, exactly.
It,
if you think about it, like, every control on the screen could have some inertia. Like, you could throw a button across the screen, and another user could throw a rectangle. So every control's really got its own sense of inertia and its own manipulation to know if it's being rotated or scaled.
It's such a more compelling experience if you're looking at, in a traditional HTML environment, if you're looking at a lot of videos, refreshing, backing out, and clicking on a new URL to get to the video that you want is definitely yesteryear. What we're doing putting them into a horizontal film strip that the user can flick through with inertia and then stop when he sees a video thumbnail that he wants, and then, a two-finger rollover or a double click gets the video to play full screen.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, exactly.
Very nice. Yeah. So for those technologists that are watching and kind of looking to learn from your experience, anything that you would share or impart?
Sure, absolutely. I would say make sure you get the Windows 7 Touch Pack. Get started today. Because a lot of this stuff is going to be very similar for .NET 4.0. I would say definitely try out Visual Studio 2010 and just stay connected. Keep looking on Twitter, and Scott Guthrie is doing a great series of blog posts about things that are coming for Beta 2. So things are changing. Stay on top of it.
Is there a Twitter hashtag or that's particularly good for...
WPF. WPF, yeah.
All right, well, thank you both very much.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave Mara from InterTouch Media Technologies. I want to take a few minutes, or 2 minutes actually, to show you a couple of WPF components that we've made specifically to be reusable and allow a developer with some modicum of WPF capabilities to make a multi-touch application. We're running this software on a 42-inch multi-touch LCD, and I want to highlight a couple of these controls again, the first of which of the five controls that I want to show is a WPF wrapper for Bing Maps in 3D. And so what we've done is add some of the more common, the better known controls for zoom in, zoom out, etc., and some directed search. So we can add push pins, and we can add search for particular items such as coffee, hotels, transportation, that sort of thing. So you can see how this would be really applicable in like a virtual concierge type of environment. We can even show traffic. Bear with me a few seconds. The network connection here in the office isn't so great. Loaded that traffic app with that. Yeah, sure. So you can get a really bird's eye view of the traffic in the entire area. Another application that we've developed is a WPF control for a media carousel. And what this highlights is really WPF's ability to paint video in a number of different aspects. So you'll notice here we've got some inertia controls for flicking this carousel around. And what's really cool about it, I think, is it renders all the video properly. So you can see what you're watching in like 8 different directions. It's pretty neat. Another control is this media grid. And you'll notice here we've got the two-fingered rollover, which is a Windows 7 gesture. This is a pretty cool control also. You can see that each pane, all the remaining panes kind of follow your finger as it traces around the screen. And then to launch any one of these videos, and again, this can be video or images or anything, you just click it again. Another control is this horizontal scroller, we call it. Again, it'll pull video from any directory that you predefine in the application and allows the user to really go up and explore a number of different videos. The fifth control, and kind of the one that's, I guess, the first customer facing, is this element flow. It's a horizontal control for transitioning into the all the other five controls. So what's really cool about this thing, again, it's a totally configurable. It's extensible, so somebody with a modicum of WPF development skills can go in and rearrange the videos, restoryboard all out the controls, and that sort of thing. And I think that's it. Thanks a lot.